shock discovery on footy legends' concussion trauma. Polly Farmer, the late great, becomes the first AFL player diagnosed with a crippling neurological disorder caused by head knocks. Now, we've spoken about this a lot, Tim, haven't we, on this program. CTE is the disorder. This is the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is, if you, CTE it's known as.
Yeah.
Over in the States, it was a cause of a massive class action by NFL players, of which the NFL paid out $500 million and maybe more. Fault clause in this, so they said, "Yeah, we'll pay it out, but we're not admitting to any fault."
It was a demonstrative link between repeated head trauma and knocks associated with playing a collision sport and long term effects.
That's right,
and it can only be realised or it only could be discovered after somebody passes away and the brain is studied.
And I think it's the biggest issue in sport, or in it's one of the biggest challenges, probably the biggest one facing in the AFL at the moment. I think, personally, given that what we are seeing now with players that are retiring, and if you followed it closely, as we've been doing a lot of reading on in the NFL, NFL players are now retiring early, Tim, ages 27, 28. Like they're saying, hey, I know I can get 10 or 15 million a year, but it's not worth it. And they're retiring it. And then the legal ramifications are the thing which are of great interest. Now, we know. Yeah, Sean Smith and Johnny Platton and Johnny Barnes, I think they're involved in a class action.
They are.
And then there's others.
Many others.
Modern day players. Paddy McCartan, the most celebrated, the number one pick in recent time, who's just had to step away from footy.
Diesel Williams has spoken about his struggles as well.
And there's a host of others.
And so, you and I both know there are many other players that haven't spoken publicly about this that fear that they're struggling with the same symptoms.
Yep. And now you've got Polly Farmer, one of the most decorated footballers in the history of the game. They've done a scan and the associate professor, this is in Glenn Quatermain's article, Michael Buckland, head of the Department of Neuropathology and founding director of the Australian Sports Brain Bank, said Farmer's case was the most severe CTE diagnosis he had seen.
Yes, and Polly Farmer's son went on to say that Polly often, after games, he can recall him as a kid when he saw him, that I've got memories of Dad lying on the couch with a bucket, vomiting after games. It didn't happen just a few times. That is a sign nowadays that you've got concussion. He's went undiagnosed. It happened a couple of times a season in Geelong that he knows of. So I think the significant thing about this is, given the class action and the link now that's been established, where that takes that class action. So Peter Jess, who's right in the middle of all that, will join us after 7 o'clock to talk about that in more detail.
So you think about this. This is your workplace, right, for these footballers. It's a health and safety issue now. And it's like, if you've worked in an industry that, you know, you worked there for 25, 30 years and you walked out of that industry, and then because of science and, you know, research, and all of a sudden you go, oh, gee, that environment that you worked in there has put you at severe risk.
Yeah.
Well, of course they're going to be entitled to recompense.
Some sort of recompense, yeah. Because the dangers that we know now weren't necessarily known at that time.
No.
The associated risks with that game being played weren't known at the time.
And Peter Jess, we've spoken to previously, will argue this, they're not known now.
He would argue very strongly that they're not taken seriously enough even now.
They're taken seriously. I don't doubt that.
No, the treatment after a concussive episode is not taken seriously enough now.
On the basis that they don't understand
the long-term ramifications.
When you say not taken seriously, that sort of paints a picture that they're blasé. And so they are, because we don't know. Like, to get back from a concussive episode inside a week, Peter will argue, and others in this field will say, is ridiculously quick. Like, ridiculously quick.
Yeah.
And yet we've seen players out, you know, taken off the ground, and then the first question they ask is, oh, no, we think he'll be right next week.
Let me ask you this question then. Do you think any current-day player that picks up and reads about Polly Farmer and this article today, do you think they're going to pause and reflect on what they're doing currently themselves, or do you think
ex-players?
No, I'm talking about players who are actually playing today.
I think
current-day players.
I think and ex-players, Tim. And ex-players.
I think ex-players have already got to that point. I think anybody that's associated with the game may not be taking it as seriously as those that have played previously, who are now maybe struggling with some of the symptoms of this stuff.
Yeah. And here's a text message off our speckle text. If we're going down the path that leads to AFL footy being completely non-contact by 2030, that's when I and many more will give it the Chaminda Vass. And there's a middle finger up emoji. that's a sensationalist type of attitude that we don't want.
No.
It's not the contact nature of sport. We will still celebrate it and we admire the courage. It's just the way we treat the ensuing injuries.
And it's also the information, Gary. If you step out there and play the game, then you are cognizant of all the associated risks.
And it's the environment that we provide, though. It's not going to be non-contact, but the player with his head over the ball, you running at me, I've got my head over the footy, used to be
take him out. Yeah, take him
charge out. Into him, head on, and take him out. Now, what we're saying is, because of what we've learned, we've taken that out of the game for a safer environment around the head knocks, and the person that just gave the finger up emoji, that's not wiping out contact sport. That's just taking out the parts of it that are going to potentially lead to situations that we've got on the front page of the Herald Sun today with Polly Farmer.
That's right. And it's also saying to all the medical people associated with the game, there are long-term effects from repeated head trauma and knocks, and we need to be taking any concussive episodes maybe a lot more seriously, or we need to be spending a lot more time educating players about them being more honest about their head trauma that they've received out there as
correct well. Correct as well. We spend on the AFL. We know that the AFL have made a change. You've got to be cleared 5 days now before a game. So if you're not cleared by Tuesday, you're not playing on the weekend. But that's a first step. But some would say it's only a very, very small one that needs to be taken. Bit heavy before 6:30, I know, but it is a massive front page story there. And